Hi, John. Sorry to keep you waiting. I guess you got the senator all mixed up on everything that's going on here.
This is all day. I gave him all the state secrets. Say, the business people tell me you made a hell of a talk over there at noon time today. They're all...
Yeah, I just told them I didn't believe the standard source.
That's it.
Got us over here.
Have you moved to business? How do you get on that? I'll go as a...
By your colleague.
interests happen to coincide as, and if you will read, I should have mentioned in here too, which I meant not contemporary. But anyway, when our interests happen to coincide, they for their reasons and we for our reasons may both be the beneficiaries. But I should emphasize, and you should tell all of your friends, that nobody is more aware than I am that as long as theirs is the communist system and ours the free system, we are no more certain to have a Council on National Defense. I have raised it every budget. Blair Chester, Council on National Security Council. I have raised it every year, as you know. I raised it this year. Blair submitted 73.5. I raised it to 76 and put it into the Navy. Percent. Because I have better naval force today in the Navy is in a hell of a shape. Not personnel-wise. But my young David, you know, is out there with the 6th Fleet. He's on the intelligence, and he says these were Russian ships. Hell, they're newer than ours. They're better than ours. Ours are World War II. We aren't really much so. And the Navy is the one place where we still have the edge in conventions because we've got so many more around the world. But you need the naval. If the United States is continuing to be a great power, the Navy has to get a great power. And in terms of offensive, and in terms of nuclear strike, in other words, the balance between nuclear weapons, it continues with the Russians continuing to build and upgrade their offensive missiles. The United States either has to build more, or build defensive weapons, or have controls, one of the three. And I'm keenly aware of what we have to do is to get that damn Congress, not the House. The House is very good. We've got to get that Senate turned around so that we can win those votes. I intend to make this, frankly, a major issue in the 72 campaign. Except just for Congress. Jackson's not going to be nominated. He may have been for vice president, but if they nominate for president, their party splits. Muskie is going to be for cutting the military budget. Humphrey will be for cutting the military budget. Teddy will be for cutting the military budget. Needless to say, by Harris, those other cons up there, they're going to be, you know how they vote. And as far as I'm concerned, you can be sure that, John and I, John says in these meetings, that I've been kicking it up every time we can. Now, it doesn't mean that we're not going to try to get some of our obsolete stuff out of the way. You know, for example, some of our air defense stuff, defending against an air attack from the Soviets. It's ridiculous. Hell, they aren't going to come over there flying over the pole with a bunch of planes when we can reach them in 15 minutes of pressing a button. But on the other hand, in terms of missiles, we cannot have missile inferiority. In terms of naval power, we cannot have naval inferiority. I am a strong national defense man, but frankly, Jim, you weren't here the first 2 years. I, as John told you, I've been fighting the rear guard action, and it's tough. And we haven't had much support from those fellows. You know what I mean? They just discovered this issue, you know, lately. And when I fought these things, in fact, we had goddamn little support from hardly anybody. The Hearst papers were good, the Chicago Tribune, every other publication, Time, Newsweek, CBS, NBC, ABC, knocking our brains out. And national defense is a darn good issue. If I could just suggest one thing that would be helpful, you can tell your friends that I welcome that, but they should not do it in terms of saying that the president is not fighting for national defense. God damn, I'm fighting for who? Who fought for India? Who could have had it? You see my point? I am fighting for it. But you, I think they ought to say, take on those damn Republicans, for example, and Democrats, who are trying to thwart us in national defense. I think putting an anchor to the right here is good. That will balance off the ones on the left in this field.
That's very good.
Tell them a little about that.
That's a damn ridiculous thing that they took off on you, of all people. Your friends, too.
Took off on
you.
Yeah.
They should have taken off on the issue of what's happening in your country.
Dell and Rusher and a couple of these from us and I with Henry Kissinger. Well, what I would like to suggest, Jim, is this, I've the same along the same line. Not only Dell, Rusher, Meyer, and the party side of you, Mahoney, if you could make up a list of what you consider to be really the movers and shakers, and we can sit down and I will authorize Henry to give them the, you know, the secret stuff. Good God, the secret stuff goes to the top dad of the New York Times. It might as well go to our friends. I'd like for them to see them. And that will give them also, frankly, we welcome us rather than the right. By the right, I mean the responsibility of the right. And we welcome it on in terms of the China and the perfectly all right. We want to think that everybody in this country is like Scotty Resnick. Huh? That's really the truth. So that doesn't bother. But the one thing is, as far as national, as I'm not sure that sales at all, believe me, we have fought very skillfully to keep it up where we have, because we haven't got a, frankly, Larry didn't fight very hard. We're just talking in the shop here. Neither Larry nor Rogers are very strong advocates in this field. They tend to be good brokers with the Congress. So I had to carry this fight on national events practically alone. The best man in the Senate on it, incidentally, is his Tower. Tower has fought like hell. He's a damn good man. He knows how we fought on this national issue. But I think if we could get the calls down, that would be an excellent idea.
And Jim, there's one.
And I'd be glad to stick my head in and welcome them and then have Henry give them the cold cock. Because I think so they ought to be.
Yeah.
words, there are lots of places we got to pick up this gap. And defense is another area. If defense can be sold in this country still.
Industrial complex. Of course, I was lying that either. That's the best.
a stronger advocate of a strong U.S. Navy at this point than I am, because naval power in the world ahead, at a time when there will be a balance on the balance, naval power is the basis of foreign policy. Was it Admiral Mahan? Was he the guy that said that thought? It happens to be true today.
Yeah.
See, the missiles balance out. The land forces, the two superpowers, are afraid to run there for fear to get into the missile thing and kill 7 million. So here the Navy's moving around.
All I can say is the Russians want to get into the Indian Ocean. With their naval force.
That's right.
And limited numbers.
And they are quite fearful of it. And the but if you could, that's a great thing to hedge in up there with it. If you could shoot and say, we need that 6th Fleet, we need it in the Mediterranean. Or believe me, there ain't no way. They talk about the balance of power in the Mideast. Now, the Israeli can whip anybody around for the this year, next year, 5 years from now. But they cannot ever take the risk unless we're there to checkmate the Russians. That's what is involved here. And we're not there to checkmate the Russians. The Israeli, traditionally, you'd only take one. They wouldn't even have to use an SS-9, an SS-11 on Israel. It's gone. Huh? Of course, it started other things. But nevertheless, that's the whole point about it. All the Russians have to do, we didn't have our power in there. They moved their big destroyers and carriers, and not carriers, they have carriers, and cruisers. They got guided missiles down and so forth that are devastating, they tell me. Really devastating. Terrific stuff. And but I would hit that. I'd like you to tell you that I like the national events thing, but Tom, for God's sakes, to at least give us credit for fighting for it. We fought for the ABM, we're fighting for our national events, and we're having one hell of a time getting the Congress to go along. And but so you count that to alert public opinion to this fact. But in fairness, they should not attack the one individual in the current American political scene, with the exception of Scoop Jackson, who is Scoop is the only one, as you realize, of all these clowns, the only one that ran for that voted for ABM. He's the only one that has supported me on on offensive weapons. The only one that supported the Navy. Every one of these other guys has voted against. Believe me, every damn one. In American town, you see them down there, don't you?
I do. People running around about it, wringing their hands, and can't we change the priorities? Can't we prove that we are more,
more say capable of switching, say, suddenly discovered
Oh, now there you are, that's right.
If they think it's popular, they will.
Being like they said with Law and Order.
Yeah, they all start to wear the American flag and get in the police car and the sheriff's badge. I think I'm the only one that was around in 70 that still wears an American flag.
Did you gentlemen notice that George Wallace is starting to talk about national defense?
Is he? He senses that. But not in this country. That's the one part of the country where it's still a popular issue. In Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Virginia, maybe, North Carolina, probably, Kentucky, certainly, national defense is a popular issue. But across the rest of the country, New York, not yet.
That's a second very fast.
I believe you're talking about defense on the day. Well, particularly if our Russian friends throw their weight around somehow. They always have, you know, they usually have done something. And our soldiers. No, well, I appreciated this talk, I would say, I appreciate your attitude. I know, and I have great respect for those fellows that support it. I know that we need, frankly, the shall we say, our fans on the right, just as we've got our fans on the left. And they have, but in this field, they've got to realize that the one area where they really have a supporter in this damn place is on the national defense area. I will never, believe me, I'm never going to sit in this office and allow the United States to become second to the Soviet Union. It's not going to happen. Jones.
I think he might have seen Mr. Jones. He's not an actor.
Tell you what you do. Talk to him and see, you know, what kind of reaction you get.
Oh, do that.
I mean, before it's a, but before, not your conservative audience. Just try it on your Jewish audience. It's on your other, you know, maybe your other, you know,
my conservative, I have a lot of friends, but I'm skeptical of anything like that.
Yeah, sure.
And they're going to look some kind of visible outside of science.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. But they do need that reassurance. And I want to do what I can.
Yeah.
And, too much to say.
I appreciate it.
Do you like that meeting?
What we were talking
about? I think so. I'll let you just hang around and I'll see.
All right. We're ready. We're ready to do it. And as a matter of fact, I'd say, don't you say, I'd like to have a meeting on national defense. You know, we'll give them a reading on national defense such as they haven't ever had, you know, which they ought to have.
Good.
And have you just go down the line and say, here's what they got, here's what we got, here's what we got to. And
here's what we're trying to do.
Here's what we're trying to do. And also, here are areas where it would be helpful if you guys would push. It allows them also to get into the game.
Right.
I don't mind being pushed, you know. I mean, we need to. I'd like to be able to say this to people. Look, we got some friends here that want to help. Trouble of Mitchell's such an anecdote. I get out of the all the time. But Mark has always called me up and saying, can't we do Mark the ghetto?
Yeah.
You know what you do?
Whenever that the paper in your desk gets so thick that won't